لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يُسْلِمُهُ. He does not harm him, nor does he hand him over to the enemy. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. That person who fulfills the need of his brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his need. وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who removes any difficulty from his brother, he's going through some difficulty, some hardship, so this person helps him to alleviate and remove that difficulty. Allah Pak will remove a difficulty of his from the many difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak will remove one difficulty of his because he removed some difficulty of somebody in this world. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who hides the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide his faults on the day of Qiyamah. This in itself is such a ni'mat, because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have it such that everyone can see. It will be possible for everyone to see the sins of the others. Everything will be open on that day. But that person who was meticulous about hiding people's faults in this world, Allah Pak, out of appreciation for that, Allah will hide his faults on the day of Qiyamah. He won't expose this person on that particular day. So such a great thing. This is one hadith is enough for us to understand how serious it is to disclose, especially with the WhatsApp and the other media. Sometimes we're tempted to just forward messages. As I mentioned, when it's cases of zulm, fraud, where a person is doing the community down, is involved in putting with Ponzi schemes, etc., then it is necessary for a person to expose him. Because not only one person will be harmed, many people can be harmed by this person's evil. But where it's not like that, where a person made a mistake, for example, he may have drunk wine, or he may be listening to music, or he may have seen him with with haram woman or something. In situations like that, you hide the person's fault, because he's not causing harm to the whole community. In situations like that, you hide his fault, Allah Pak will hide our fault, inshallah. Today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-muslimu akhul muslim. The words of the hadith are very similar, but slight changes. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, la yakhunuhu, he doesn't deceive him, he doesn't cheat him. In other words, when he talks to him, what he means in his heart is what he is saying. He doesn't have something else, some other motive, some ulterior motive, and he means to cheat him and deceive him, so he puts a false front. What he says to him is what he means. لا يكذبه, he doesn't lie to him. He's very honest with him. He doesn't lie to his fellow Muslim. ولا يخذله, and he doesn't abandon him. In other words, when the times are good, then he's with him. When the times are bad, then they say the friends are few. This is what this hadith is speaking about. When the person is going through some trouble, you don't abandon him at that, abandon the ship and abandon the person at that point when he's going through difficulties. كل مسلم على المسلم حرام عرضه وماله ودمه. The blood, the wealth, and the respect of every Muslim is sacred, and it's haram upon another Muslim. In other words, you can't just take somebody's respect away. You can't just go and take somebody's wealth away. You can't just go and take somebody's blood away. All these three things are very, very sacred. Like how we know things to, like we know wine to be haram, we know interest to be haram, we know swine to be haram. Like that, the respect, the wealth and the blood of every Muslim is haram for another person. At-taqwa ha-huna, Rasulullah pointed to his heart and he said, taqwa is here. Pointing to his heart, he said, taqwa is here. بِحَزْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّدِي أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. It is sufficient for a person to be regarded as a sinner by the mere fact that he is despising and looking down at somebody. It's sufficient for him to be regarded as a sinner. What is meant by this? Obviously, this requires explanation. Is where a person doubts unnecessarily somebody's sincerity. A man might be giving charity, for example, and that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a situation like that, to doubt that person is not right. Somebody might be reading namaz in the masjid, and we think to ourselves that this person is showing off. That's why he's reading so long namaz. That is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need for us to look down at him and to despise his niyat. But where it is permissible and it is important is sometimes a person zahir and outwardly, he doesn't show any signs of Islam. For example, a person, if you see, not that we're looking, a person should look down at him, but at the same time outwardly he does things of fisq and fujur. Maybe a person comes with a suit, boot, tie, clean shaven, he doesn't have the respect of sunnah in him, then at that time you don't look up to that person. That is also wrong in Islam. So there are two things. One is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there we don't judge, because that is between him directly and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where it is between him and the people, then you're supposed to look outwardly at that person's condition. And we are doing it all the time. For example, somebody comes to our business and he tells us he wants ₹1,000,000 on credit. He wants to buy on credit for ₹1,000,000. Everyone will do a screening on that person, outward screening. Has he got the ability, capability to pay? Can he purchase for so much? What is his history, his background? So there we also will do a check on him. We do a judgmental check on him. So like that, for aspects of deen, whether this person is suitable to become our sheikh, whether he's suitable to be the imam, whether he's suitable to be a friend to our children, all these sort of things we need. Outwardly there we need to look at the person. So there's nothing wrong. What this hadith is speaking about is where there's a man between him directly and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unnecessarily don't doubt that person's credentials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.